Good evening. Welcome to this Good Friday service. We are both virtual and live in person. If you do not have a bulletin, you will need one. There are several responsive readings. Just wave an arm and I can have Mark signal one of the ushers to bring you a worship bulletin. The final piece of music for this evening is out of the hymnal. It's number 288. You'll see that in your bulletin, but you might mark that ahead of time to be aware. There's not a screen, so we will be working from both our bulletin and from just listening and journeying as we are on this Good Friday. Moving closer to Easter, the culmination of our Lenten journey, and the remembering and celebrating Christ's passion and final moments. I'm going to ask that you stand. Let us begin with our gathering. Let us read responsively. Is it nothing to you, all of you that pass by? Behold and see if there is any sorrow like his sorrow. God commanded his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. O God, we come humbly asking that you guide us in these meditations, supplications and prayers. Turn our minds and hearts to seek everlasting salvation through Christ Jesus our Lord. Almighty living God, we ask you through your grace to behold this, your family. This family for which our Lord Jesus Christ chose to be betrayed, suffer, and be crucified upon the cross, who now lives and reigns at your right hand. Amen. You may be seated. The psalm, one of the collections of scriptures that would have been well known to the Hebrews of Jesus' time, and that we know that Jesus knew. So listen, if you will, to Psalm 22 selections. my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but find no rest. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our ancestors trusted. They trusted and you delivered them. To you they cried and were saved. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. The afflicted shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him shall praise the Lord. May your hearts live forever. Posterity will serve him. Future generations will be told about the Lord and proclaim his deliverance to a people yet unborn, saying that he had done it. We give thanks for those words before us. You may remain seated. Let us gather in our confession. Let us read responsively. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. that proves Christ's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. We turn to our second scripture. This is from the Gospel of John, the 18th chapter, beginning with the first verse. Jesus went out with his disciples across the Kidron Valley to a place where there was a garden, which he and his disciples entered. Now Judas, who betrayed him, also knew the place because Jesus often met there with his disciples. So Judas brought a detachment of soldiers together with police from the chief priests and the Pharisees. And they came there with lanterns and torches and weapons. Then Jesus, knowing all that was to happen to him, came forward and asked him, "Whom are you looking for?" They answered, "Jesus of Nazareth." And Jesus replied, "I am he." Jesus, who betrayed him, was standing with them. And when Jesus said to them, "I am he," stepped back and fell to the ground. Again, Jesus asked them, "Whom are you looking for?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." And Jesus told them, "I told you that I am he. So if you are looking for me, let these men go." This was to fulfill the word that he had spoken, "I did not lose a single one of those whom you gave me." Then Simon Peter, who had a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's slave's ear and cut off his right ear. The slave's name was Malchus. Jesus said to Peter, "Put your sword back in the sheath. Am I not to drink the cup that the Father has given me?" So the soldiers, the officers, and the Jewish police arrested Jesus and bound him. First they took him to Annas, who was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, the high priest that year. Caiaphas was the one who had advised the Jews that it was better to have one person die for the people. Simon Peter and another disciple followed Jesus. Since that disciple was known to the high priest, he went with Jesus into the courtyard of the high priest. But Peter was standing outside at the gate. So the other disciple, who was known to the high priest, went out, spoke to the woman who guarded the gate, and brought Peter in. The woman said to Peter, "You are not also one of them, that man's disciples, are you?" Simon Peter said, "I am not." Now the slaves and the police had made a charcoal fire because it was cold, and they were standing around and warming themselves. Peter also was standing with them and warming himself. Then the high priest questioned Jesus about his disciples and about his teaching. Jesus answered, "I have spoken openly to the word, to the world. I have always taught in synagogues and in the temple, where all the Jews come together. I have said nothing in secret. Why do you ask me? Ask those who heard what I said to them. They know what I said." The scripture in our midst. I invite the ensemble forward. We return to the Gospel of John, the 19th chapter. Jesus was brought before Pilate, and Pilate brought Jesus outside and seated him on the judge's bench. He said to the Jews, "Here is your king." And they cried, "Away with him, away with him, crucify him." Pilate asked them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests responded, "We have no king but Caesar." Then Pilate handed Jesus over to them to be crucified. So they took Jesus and carried the cross by himself, and he went out to what is called the place of the skull, which in Hebrew is called Golgotha. And there they crucified him with two others, one on either side with Jesus between them. Pilate also had an inscription written and put on the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Many of the Jews read the inscription because the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, in Latin, and in Greek. Then the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, "Do not write 'the King of the Jews,' but 'This man said, I am the King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." When the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes and divided them into four parts, one for each soldier. They also took his tunic. Now the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece from the top. So they said to one another, "Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it to see who will get it." This was to fulfill what the scripture says, "They divided my clothes among themselves, and for my clothing they cast lots." And that is what the soldiers did. Meanwhile, standing by near the cross of Jesus were his mother, Anna, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home. After this, when Jesus knew that all was now finished, he said, in order to fulfill the scripture, "I am thirsty." A jar full of sour wine was standing there. So they put a sponge full of wine on a branch of hyssop and held it up to his mouth. When Jesus had received the wine, he said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
Redeeming love and mind. Que te habló. Let us pray. Ei koko ho mau nofo anga. I he tau tangata mo he tau tangata. Te ki whakatopo e ngahi mohunga, pe whanau ia mamani mo he whonua, i o talu me mua o lau i kuonga, ko he o tua pe ai a fiona. Ko koe ko ho mau hūwhanga anga, moha mālohu, ko he tokoni i he mamahi, Matua ki ofi. Tuku mai ho ke resi, ke lava ke tuu e mau falala i he afiona. Pea ke mau merino, pea nonga ho mau lau maarie, o fie maarie ai ho mau loto. Tuku eiki ke whakalaka e mau sio, he ngai whaingata o e māma koeni. Pea tokonia mua ki mautolo, ke maulawa ke sio ke mama o itaniti. He ilo te maumau keresi, pea maumau ai muha malo, he taimi kotoa, ia sisu kalaisi koho maumo ui. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or even you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Thou art our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Grant us thy blessing in this hour, enable us so to put our trust in thee, that our spirits may grow calm and our hearts be comforted. Lift our eyes, Lord, beyond the shadows of earth and help us to see the light of eternity, so we may find grace and strength for this and every time of need. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
We continue with the Gospel of John, the 19th chapter. After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, though a secret one because of the Jews, asked Pilate to let him take away the body of Jesus. Pilate gave him permission, so Joseph came and removed Jesus' body. Nicodemus, who had at first come Jesus by night, also came, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, weighing about 100 pounds. They took the body of Jesus and wrapped it with the spices in linen cloths, according to the burial customs of the Jews. Now there was a garden in the place where Jesus was crucified, and in the garden there was a new tomb in which no one had ever been laid. And so, because it was the Jewish day of preparation and the tomb was nearby, Jesus was laid there. Our journey of Good Friday through Scripture comes to an end. But now our hymn and our voices. If you'd like to stand to sing, in the hymnal number 288. Holly is indicating to me we can do this a cappella. She is more courageous than I.
We can do it.
Please, yes, we can, but I would be even more confident if Holly was leading than me.
Mark's coming. Okay, yeah. Mark's going to give me a note. Ready? Were you there when they crucified?
Were you there? The tomb, were you there? Oh.